welcome into the Waiver Fire podcast. Week one of the 2023 season is in the books. Well, we've got about 10 minutes left of Monday Night Football, but the action, the Sunday action is cleared and it was wild. JP, how's it going, man?
It's going pretty good. I'm over here sweating. I have joined, well, the Kia League became kind of a big dollar league for me. Ooh. Too. They went up to the same price as ours.
Goddamn.
It's coming down to the wire here for me on that league. I've got to score 5 more points, or like 4.7 or something, between Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs.
Oh my God, that's so sad. But they are not playing fantastic in New York right now. Another interception for Josh Allen.
Just now?
Like a minute ago. Oh my God, okay. What a play. Zach Wilson got absolutely crunched and should probably not be playing this game, but he comes back out there. They're down by 7 with 8 minutes left, and he just made a pretty disgusting little toss to Alan Lazard. New York is trying to rise up right now and will their guys to a win after a one-throw outing for Aaron Rodgers on Monday Night Football after all the hype, the hard knocks, everything about Aaron Rodgers coming to New York.
I saw a video that was like, this is his highlights for the season. And it was him like coming in and like waving and then like one down or whatever. That was the highlights.
Oh man, it's sad. We'll see if it's, you know, any sort of ligament damage. Who knows what it really is, but sad. But man, they have a chance to actually win this game, which is absolutely insane. But what a week. You know, we'll get into the fantasy implications. We'll get into some injuries, maybe who to pick up on the waiver fire itself. What I'm going to do, JP, if you don't mind, I'm just going to blitz through the games and then we can dive into, you know, special favorites, if that's cool with you.
Okay.
Let me run through this real fast. Lions Chiefs Thursday night. Lions win an absolute wild one, 21-20 in the nastiness, Arrowhead. Move to Sunday. Falcons take care of business against the Panthers. Bryce Young makes his debut. Not very sexy. And the Falcons ground and pound to a 2-touchdown victory. Browns smash the Bengals. 24-3. Joe Burrow didn't do anything. Jake London did not get it done. The passing attack from the Falcons is not a thing. But we'll get into that. Browns just dismantle the Bengals. Joe Burrow cannot get it done. Deshaun Watson, some semblance of his former self, but he didn't have to do much. Jaguars go into Indianapolis and put on a bit of a show. 31 points, taking them down. Colts, we knew they were going to struggle, but boy, that defense is just looking absolutely rocky. Buccaneers come up to my Minnesota Vikings, and boy, the Vikings just botched the situation. Credit to Baker Mayfield. Got it done. 20-17. Sadness for my Vikings. Saints cling on to a 1-point victory at home versus the Titans. Ryan Tannehill looks a little shook to the start, but the Saints is a good defense, but still a 1-point victory. That's big for them. 49ers go into Pittsburgh and make the Steelers look like little boys. My goodness, 30-7, and it felt a lot bigger than that. We'll be talking about the 49ers for sure. Cardinals actually keep it a little close to the Commanders. Washington at home does get it done, 20-16 against Arizona, but Arizona gives them a little bit of a fight. Both of those teams are probably both horrific and not playoff contenders, so good for the Commanders to start off 1-0. Ravens, Lamar Jackson, we'll definitely be talking about him, but they square away the Texans, no problem, by 25-9. Packers go into Chicago. Chicago hosts the Packers now without Aaron Rodgers. All of this hype about, you know, can Justin Fields kind of take that next step? They put up 20 points, but they let the Packers put up 38 points. Aaron Jones, he's hurt, but My goodness, he put on a show. Raiders go into Denver. Russell Wilson, JP. Let me. We've only got three more games. Let me pause here. Go ahead and give us a little Russell Wilson hate.
How did he do?
He's not even in my box score right here. Let's peek into Russell Wilson. He threw it 34 times. That's got to be, you know, top 10 highest passing attempts on the day. He actually completed 27 of them. That is like 85% or something like that. 177 yards, though, on 34 attempts. What? Does score two touchdowns, but that is not a high-octane environment. Yeah. And they lose. They lose to the Raiders by one. Jimmy G gets it done. Eagles go into Foxborough to play the Patriots. And the Patriots actually show them a good match. They do lose by 5 points, but still, it kind of came down to the end. I thought the Eagles would definitely blow them out. Maybe that Patriots team is a little bit more legit. Eagles could have just been off to a soft start. Dolphins go into LA to play the Chargers, and these teams combine for 70 points. 36 to 34. Tua throws for over 450 yards and comes up clutch down the stretch with some big plays.
Vegas was right about that one.
Yeah, that was billed to be a high over-under, and man, they just smashed it out of the park. If you went in on DFS, it was an exciting outlet for sure. The Rams with a bit of a stunner. If the Lions are the probably most stunning victory, boy, the Rams are right there, especially because they win 30-13 in Seattle against what was kind of a hyped-up Seahawks team. And they get it done with absolute no names. Unbelievable.
Well, Puka Nacua might not actually be a no name.
You're right, dude. I mean, as a you know, somebody who unfortunately just wasn't doing their homework this offseason, hit me like a surprise, hit me big time. But we'll be getting to that. And then the Cowboys on Sunday night go into New York to play the rival Giants. 40-0. My God. Daniel Jones was billed as being a potential fantasy threat. And that is just as horrific as it gets. The fans must just be absolutely livid. Peeking in on the Jets, they are driving. We've got 6 minutes left. Garrett Wilson with a big catch. I think they're on the 10-yard line right now with a chance to tie. Absolute mayhem on Monday Night Football. That is the wrap-up, JP. Thanks for letting me blitz it. What do you want to dive into, man?
All right. Let's look at the waiver wire, and let's kind of look at it also the trade wire.
Good idea.
Look, after week one, I'm looking at wide receivers and how many targets they're getting.
Nice.
So if you sort all the players by targets.
Yep.
Tyreek Hill and Puka Nacua have both 15 targets. That's last nuts. Week. 15 targets is like Darren Waller in his prime targets, like 15. Keenan Allen targets, you know.
DeAndre Hopkins with 13 targets.
That's right.
Kind of interesting.
A lot of these other, it's pretty interesting, but a lot of these guys are kind of like duh. Of course, we got Calvin Ridley. I think we all know that he's the man there now. Kind of left holding the bag with some Christian Kirk stuff.
Garrett Wilson, 3-yard touchdown pass. My goodness, they actually tied it up with 5 minutes left. What in the world?
Well, now Allen and Diggs have to do something.
Oh my God. And it was an absolutely vicious touchdown. One-on-one little jump ball, and Garrett Wilson palms it, tap pass to himself. Oh, that's fucking disgusting right there. Oh boy. If you're a New York Jets fan in that stadium, you're just dead from the get-go. Oh no, a delay of game. Oh no. Was it delay of game? It was a delay of game on the extra point attempt. They're gonna have to back the extra point attempt. It's already like a 30-yarder. It's like a 35, 40-yarder now. This is not an absolute give me of an extra point. Oh my God, if they miss this will be just absolutely shameful stuff. Go ahead, come on, get there. Back up five. Anyways, you're absolutely right. Calvin Ridley, here we go, man. This is like a legit extra point. Oh my God, he punched it and he that barely got in. Oh
Wow.
my, that was a horrific kick that barely got in, but they got it. They tied it up. Holy shit. We'll keep you tuned in. You already know the results, of course, but it's fun to do live.
Yeah.
Man, Christian Kirk, I thought, he had the chemistry from last year. I mean, Calvin Ridley, all of the offseason hype apparently is real, and that's just something I'm gonna have to take an L on for sure.
All right. So one thing I noticed is that they're passing a pretty good bit in
Nice.
Houston.
Oh yeah, they are. I mean, they're going to be down every game.
I don't know if it means anything, like if you would actually want to pursue any of these guys, but Nico Collins and Robert Woods both got a bunch of targets.
I mean,
Kendrick Bourne is over here with 11.
Nico Collins, 6 receptions for 80 yards against Baltimore. That's not a bad defense. They are playing Indianapolis. We just talked about how Trevor Lawrence threw all over Indianapolis. They're hosting them. Wouldn't stun me for Nico Collins to be a bit of a, desperation flex play, potentially get him into the DFS. Yeah, something to keep your eye on.
And then we got Kendrick Bourne. He was kind of a flash in the pan back at San Francisco, and he looks like he got some big love from Mac.
They will
Zay
be playing.
Flowers is there. He seems to be they seems like they like him a lot.
That's a nice rookie. Definitely emerged over Bateman and OBJ. Kendrick Bourne with New England. They are also playing. They're hosting Miami. Miami's defense is horrible, and their offense is insane. So they're going to be in shootouts again. Wow. Another interesting 11 targets, 6 for 64, and 2 touchdowns. That's pretty sexy.
Yeah.
Could be
Mac
another.
was
I
looking
mean,
decent.
man, who do you think? Kendrick Bourne, if you really had to desperate this next week, Kendrick Bourne or Nico Collins? They're literally like about the same,
I'll
man.
take Kendrick Bourne
I think so
because
too.
Nico Collins has a rookie quarterback, and
Yeah.
rookie quarterbacks can just fall to pieces.
Yeah, I think that's a great call. Hunter Henry's been looking good for New England, so they've got some semblance of an attack. Ramondre Stevenson. So I think they'll be able to move the ball a little bit more. Yeah, I agree. I would go Kendrick Bourne for this week.
And let's see down here. Jakobi Meyers had a really nice week.
He got injured. I think he got a really bad
Oh, he got
concussion.
injured.
Yeah, he's probably going to be out for a while.
Yeah, he's got a red Q.
That was a tough one. To if that's a decent little segue into injury, let me just top it off here. We did have Austin Ekeler ankle injury, status for practice unclear. Definitely something to monitor. If he sits for any amount of time, Josh Kelly would be fantastic. Quickly trying to peek at their upcoming schedule, but regardless, Josh Kelly would be an absolute must add at Tennessee. It was New Orleans Saints, so we didn't really get to see a test of that Tennessee rush defense, but man, he would be a smash play. And even if Eckler is, just a little bit hobbled, I think Josh Kelly is probably a must add as a backup in that offense. They're going to have Tennessee, Minnesota, and then the Raiders before the bye in week five. That's three great matchups. So Josh Kelly, monitor Austin Ekeler tonight and tomorrow before the waivers, but that could be huge. J.K. Dobbins, obviously, tears his
JK
Achilles.
two legs. That's what they called
J.K. no legs. Oh,
him.
poor guy. He tears the Achilles. He's done. Justice Hill came in, mopped up duties. could be a kind of three-headed monster between Gus, Justice Hill, Melvin Gordon, and Lamar Jackson, making it a four-headed monster. So it's murky, but there's probably some goodies to be had there. Trying to quickly peek at their coming schedule, they have to go into Cincinnati next week. You know, Nick Chubb did work, but that's Nick Chubb.
Speaking of Cincinnati.
Oh, boy.
T. Higgins.
Oh.
He had eight targets.
Eight.
Eight targets. Zero fantasy points. Zero.
A guy who was third round? I think third round, you know, teasing.
I've seen people do second round.
Yep, teasing up towards the second and to go bagel. You got to love the targets. You got to, you know, you just got to say, oh, my God, wait, what the fuck just happened? I totally missed it. Did they, like, go onside kick or something? Dude, I wasn't paying attention. Oh, no. What happened? Why do the Jets have the ball at the 20-yard line of the Bills with 2 minutes left? Oh, my God. Is this real? Why are you going to commercial right there? Oh, 2 minute warning. What happened?
Hold on. I'm going to the
Bro, go to the play-by-play. What
I'm going.
Happened? Was it onside kick? Was it fumble on the kickoff? Oh, my God, it was. It was Josh Allen fumbled on the first play of their possession. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And then they just scored a – did they just score – no, I'm sorry. I was about to say, did they just score a touchdown? No, that's the highlight. Wow. Josh Allen fumbles at their own 20 to give the Jets the ball with 2 minutes left in field goal range.
This has been like a nightmare for Josh Allen.
I mean, this is insane. Absolutely nuts.
He keeps doing everything wrong tonight.
Everything wrong. You've got all the weapons in the world. There's no pressure to do really anything. Oh boy, this is nuts. All right, I've got to move this to the right screen so I can just watch this the rest of the time. Absolute chaos. Sorry. We'll get back to it. Yeah, J.K. Dobbins. So I don't know, man. That's hard to really go in on any of those Baltimore Ravens, I guess. I'm giving it to Justice Hill. He did have the two touchdowns, so that's kind of spicy. But, man, that's just going to be all types of gnarly. Aaron Jones.
The Gus bus.
Well, the Gus bus. It's hard to tell. Aaron Jones with the hammy. It looked bad. Probably, you know, those hammies, they take a while. A.J. Dillon is owned, so there's nothing you can really do, but sad. Deontay Johnson, hamstring, looks bad. Anything else really of note? Tyler Lockett injury? What did Tyler Lockett have? I didn't even hear. Oh, possible concussion. That's a damn shame, but hopefully nothing long term. Oh, man. So that's the injury. Anyways, I'll swing it back to you.
This game is ridiculous.
Absolutely nuts. If you're one of the Aaron Rodgers owners and you're looking at week two waiver wire ads for quarterback, Brock Purdy is on the wire and it's kind of a safe play. He's at the Rams. The Rams, you know, they looked okay against Geno, I guess, but not a bad play. You got Baker playing Chicago. Obviously, Jordan Love just lit up Chicago. And Baker looked quite good against the Minnesota Vikings. So maybe Baker as well. So you've got a couple options if you're that owner.
Our waiver wire has Mac Jones on it.
Mac Jones at Miami, or hosting Miami, I should say. He did go off against Philly, and they project to have to throw more. So I don't mind that. I don't mind the Mac Jones. So that's going to be kind of a roll of dice, but you've got some good options there. Man, I'm just kind of hate to root for Eckler to be injured. But, man, if the backfield frees up for Josh Kelly, that's just – that could be very lucrative. That could be a lot of fab right there.
Yeah.
And then wire you're talking about, you talked about the targets. I'm trying to see if there was any other wide receivers that kind of didn't really make their hay.
Look at how many points – who was it in our league? Someone scored a bunch of points. Oh, Vinkett.
Vinkett went off.
Vinkett scored a lot.
That Dallas defense was one of the best plays of the year. My goodness. 46 points in our league with the sack bonuses and whatnot.
Yeah.
46 points. Dude, his opponent, Cody's defense, put up 22 points, the Green Bay Packers, and still it was just men and boys
so
there.
So me and DC did bad this week. We both did like the same amount of bad. Mine was technically less bad, but so here's my shitters, okay?
All right.
Jerick McKinnon.
Two targets, one catch for 10 yards. Uh-oh.
Christian Kirk.
Three targets, one catch for 9 yards. Uh-oh.
Chig Okonkwo.
Two targets for the bagel, and the Jets do just take the lead on a field goal. 1:50 left for Josh Allen to go for a tie or the outright win. This is nuts. Welcome to the NFL right here. Chig Okonkwo, that's harsh. I mean, it was in New Orleans. That defense is pretty good. They play the Chargers next week, so I don't mind. I mean, I didn't even peek at the tight end waiver wire to see
I've got Greg Dulcich.
Okay. I don't recall did he get in the mix there?
Two for two.
Oh boy. Two catches, 22 yards. And they play Washington next week. I probably wouldn't, man, who was on the wire for you though at all? I'd probably play Chig, to be honest. I guess Isaiah Likely's there. Gerald Everett's there. Gerald Everett really didn't do very much, but at Tennessee.
This is a horrible week for me and a horrible start.
That is tough.
I got Zay Jones on my bench. He could go in for Tyler Lockett.
Man, but right when you put him in, instead of Christian Kirk's going to go off. That's just how it works, man.
Well, I think I still have to play Christian Kirk, too. So.
Ooh, you're going to do double Jags.
Look at my lineup. I don't really have a choice at this point.
Well, I think you could play some pickups off the waiver wire. We mentioned a couple tasty wide receiver options, so
yeah,
you might flirt there.
Who's my drop here?
Oh, good question, man. I mean, I think one of these tight ends probably has to go.
Yeah,
Greg D probably needs to hit the wire. Charbonnet, 3 carries. I think that, I mean, it's a handcuff, whatever you want to do there, but. And meanwhile, I thought I was going to crush Moonhead after Aaron Rodgers went out. I was up by 8 points and it was Josh Allen versus Aaron Rodgers. And I was like, oh, okay, no problem. Aaron Rodgers goes out, so the win is secured, but Josh Allen only putting up 6 points. Wasn't my favorite margin of victory, but I do take down the head. And that feels very good. So I will move to 1-0. The search for the perfect season continues. Oh my God, dude. I didn't even recognize Jandy has been playing Scott. And Scott has Breece Hall and the Buffalo's D. Scott is currently winning by 0.3 point.
Wow.
Because the Buffalo D just gave up that field goal. And I guess the only way Jandy can win is if the Bills push it to overtime and then the Jets score again. Oh, bro, to lose the week by 0.3. You know what's fucking crazy, JP?
What?
Last year, week 1, I played Scott and he beat me by less than 1 point. That dude knows how to absolutely crush dreams. He's going to win by 0.3 while having Joe Burrow with his 3 fantasy points. Dude, New York is getting loud right now. The fans stayed for their Monday night ticket price, and they are screaming in Josh Allen's ear. Starting at the 25, 1:50, no timeouts. Steps up in the pocket, runs, and takes a big hit. Oi! No timeouts. You got to go. 1:40. Man, wild. We'll keep you up to date. Yeah, so I love that. Let's see. Let me peek ahead at week two. I do have to play Major. He's got a pretty solid team. If Lamar can bounce back, ooh, they're bringing pressure, and Josh Allen gets rid of it. Nice catch. Oh, Gabe Davis getting in the mix there. Keep the ball going. They're driving well. He's got Drake London, so that's a nice little win for me. But he's got Tyreek Hill. Tyreek does have to play New England. It'll be, I mean, obviously, the Eagles did decently against New England, but it'll be interesting if they can actually do something against Tyreek. Nice strike by Allen. Wow, this drive is looking spicy. They're across the 50 already. Anything on his bench that I'm scared of? Not really. So it's really that Tyreek. Hopefully he gets shut down. Oh boy, absolute madness. And you've got, let's see who you're playing against next week. Oh, you get to play DC. So the two lowest scores, you get to have a bit of a bounce back, man.
Yeah, I mean, he had Daniel Jones. That fucking must have. That sucks for him.
I'm sure he'll be looking elsewhere.
CeeDee Lamb, I still have. He's solid. Oh,
Yeah.
but they're going up against the Jets. We got the Seattle boys going up against Detroit. That's not too bad.
Yeah, that could work out for you.
James Conner. He's
James Conner.
pretty
Ugh.
bad.
That running back core did not as hasn't proved out just yet, but if you could snag Josh Kelly and Eckler misses time or one of those Ravens, that could be a little bit of a little bounce back for you.
Yeah.
Oh
I could play
boy.
Herbert or, yeah, I could play Herbert. But
Herbert is playing Tampa Bay. Am I seeing that right?
yeah.
He did look pretty good. He's got some little juice there.
Some little juice.
He does have some little juice.
He is little juice. Little and juicy.
Oh boy, we've got 30 seconds left. They're on the. Where are they at? Is it 50? Yeah, they're right past 50. Oh, because they got called for offensive pass interference. It's first and 20, only 30 seconds now. Oh boy, they're in trouble right here. They don't bring pressure. Oh, they bring a little outside pressure and he chunks it and a great catch. Who is that? Diggs. 28 seconds. They've got to go. Second, why is the clock stopping? Did they have one more timeout? Oh, I'm sorry. They did have one more timeout. That's huge. So they're past the 50 now with 30 seconds left. Oh boy. This is nuts right here. JP, anything else left for the fire while we're here?
I don't think so.
Hey,
I
man.
think I got 1 point over, so
Nice,
it looks
dude.
like I'll be
Allen and
good.
Diggs secured it for you,
Yeah,
unless there's a pick.
Diggs got 24 points in
Let's go, man.
this league.
Oh.
But it still says that I'm a seven. Oh, there it goes. It was like you still have 17% chance to lose or to win.
Oh,
But it
damn.
updated. All right, we got it. Well,
All right, man. Well,
that's a
we'll see
win.
how this finishes. Good to Oh, Diggs with a nice play. Nice. They're like in field goal range, but you got to get up there. It's first down. I think you probably clock it, right? I mean, you don't really go for the win here. It's just the field goal at this point. 16 seconds are on the 30-yard line. You can't fuck up here. Their kicker is good. What's his name? Is it Bass?
Is it Lance Bass from NSYNC? Oh, Taylor Bass. Tyler? Is it Tyler?
I don't know. I think Tyler makes sense. Man, Michael Pittman, huh? Eight
Yeah.
catches for 97 and a TID? Kind of
Yeah,
love that for him.
that's like the Michael Pittman I thought I was drafting last year.
Right? And now you get the rookie quarterback and somehow it unlocks it. What? What's happening there? Josh
Yeah.
Allen, 14 seconds. You can't make a mistake. He's going touchdown and it's not there. Sorry for yelling into the mic. 10
Oh
seconds
my
left.
God.
So sorry, man. That was
Hey.
nuts. Chris Olave, 8 for 112. He's going to be fantastic. I mean, Derek Carr and Chris Olave are going to be really good this year.
Yeah, I agree.
Brandon Ayuk was a bit of a stunner. I mean, 8 for 129 and two. He has just been
Yeah.
completely unleashed.
I think so.
I'm taking a big L on that. I wasn't really in on, I guess I was kind of flirting with Kittle, but like where Debo was, I was kind of excited about, but it just didn't fall to me. I was never taking Ayuk where he was going, and poof, could be wrong there.
Same. I wasn't going for it.
Zay Flowers is exciting. Did you say Zay Flowers is on our waiver? Or no?
No,
He can't be
no.
right. Yeah. Who else has worked into the mix here? Darnell Mooney, he's owned, but you can't expect too much out of Justin Fields, really. He looks pretty rough. Oh my God, dude. Do you know who the Denver Broncos leading receiver was in receiving yards this week? I mean, you've got Courtland Sutton out there, you've got the Greg D. It was Samaje Perine with 37 yards. That was their leading receiver against the vaunted Raiders defense. Josh Allen, get rid of that ball. 6 seconds left. This is a long field goal, man. They're on the 32. It's got to be what, like a 48 yarder? Something like that.
I just saw like a nasty slow motion view of Aaron Rodgers' injury.
Oh, really? Did it actually look? It didn't look, it looked a little soft to me. Was it pretty nasty?
Yeah, it looks gnarly. It's
Oh,
like
boy.
someone said his Achilles just exploded.
Oh, dude. All right, here we go, man. Oh, it's a 50, dead on. It's a 50 yarder to tie the game. All of the pressure in the world, Monday Night Football. I've got to assume he misses this. This is just too pressure inducing. Oh my God, he doinked it and it didn't go in. It went in off the doink, JP.
So the Bills are winning it or taking it to overtime?
It's going to OT after a
Oh my
50-yard
God.
doink and in. Oh, shit. All
Oh
right, well,
my
we'll spare you the
goodness.
OT on the fire, but I'm sure it was a good time. JP, great to talk to you, man. Better luck next time in this week 2, and we'll catch you next Monday.
Right, see you later.